Hi, everybody. Welcome to Happy Horror Time. This is the first one of 2018.
Woo!
I don't know what that noise was. I didn't introduce anyone yet. So welcome back. Gosh, it's now March. Where have I been for January, February, March? But Happy
Busy.
Horror Time! Okay, so with no more further ado, I'm going to bring out a pretty permanent podcaster with me, Matt Ammer. Yay!
A pretty permanent, just like semi-permanent or right? Like temporary, mm-hmm. like temp to perm, maybe perm
so
to
Matt,
hire.
Catch us up on your life real quick because we've got movies to talk about.
Oh my God, so much has changed in my life, Tim. Like
did you get
in
a
these last 3 months,
year?
I've gotten at least 3 haircuts.
Wow.
I have sat on my couch for at least 3 full months.
Wow.
I have. No. I'm about to start a new job, Tim.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Exciting.
And that's all I can say because it's really super private. What? Oh. Oh my God, we hear people outside.
Okay.
This
just
is like a weird
FYI.
Horror movie moment.
Podcast.
Scary. No, things are great. It's 2018 and it's March and that's about it.
Have you
How about you, Tim? Why don't you catch us up on the last 3
right.
months?
You know, it's been an interesting beginning of the year, but mm-hmm. I think that I, you know, each day I'm improving, you know, my life.
Oh, God. Just improving.
You know, just
group
know,
therapy.
Group therapy, Jamie Lee Curtis, H2O. We're quoting it. 1998 hit.
20 years ago. 20. I couldn't say 20. 20 years ago.
Exactly.
Anyway, but we're not going to talk
yeah,
about
no,
that.
No. We're not going to talk about Halloween, but we do know that it starts. Is it starting in 2018 or 19?
Well, no, it started and it's already wrapped filming. It filmed through January through February. It is wrapped and ready to be edited and scored.
Starring
and
Julie Benz. No,
Julie
not Julie Benz. Oh, gosh. No, not
Judy
Julie
Greer.
Judy Greer. Oh, my
Julie
God.
Benz is great in it.
I love a good Judy Benz comedy. Judy Greer, who also was in Carrie.
And was in Jawbreaker.
That's right. Can you name one more Judy Greer movie?
Jurassic World. Hey!
What was the movie that she was in with?
The Wedding Planner?
George Clooney.
I actually don't
remember what it is either.
Ocean's 11?
No.
Ocean's 12?
No, he was
Ocean's
in
13?
No. No.
Wait. No.
No. I
you
am
know,
your
Tim,
mother.
We didn't talk about...
Oh, okay.
We went to a 20th anniversary screening of Urban Legend.
Oh, we did. That was
yeah.
exciting.
Speaking of, that's what brought up Rebecca Gayhart, yeah. who was in Jawbreaker with Judy Greer. It's like a weird 6 degrees of separation.
Right. Yes.
But Urban Legend, which I think still holds up today.
Do you want to talk about Urban Legend first?
Should we?
Yeah, let's do
I
it.
Guess
let's
it's 20th
do it.
Anniversary.
Okay. So we went to the Arrow Theater. We skipped the faculty.
Only because, see, I love the faculty. I love it. But I actually saw it on the big screen just like a year or two ago. And it was like, we had dinner plans and we're like.
We were going to go to Benihana.
But there was too long a wait. And so like our friends and I, we decided to just go to Urban Legend at the Arrow Theater in mm-hmm. Santa Monica. And yeah, I thought first off, the opening scene was great.
It was great.
Very much like this was like post Scream, where then every movie wanted to do like a big flashy.
It was 2 years after
scene.
Scream, and I will say it was an impressive cast. You have Oscar winner Jared Leto.
You have Oscar nothing Alicia Witt.
Mm-hmm. She went on to 2 weeks notice with Sandra Bullock.
She also did multiple Hallmark movies
and never to be seen again.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. No, trust me. As someone who does not have a career, it's perfectly okay for me to knock people who have careers.
Exactly. But it starred Rebecca Gayhart before she really killed someone.
Oh my God, Matt.
I know. It's the truth hurts,
oh,
Tim.
Oh dear,
the truth
this just
hurts.
Derailed. And
yeah,
I don't mean
she
a Jennifer
did.
Aniston film.
She killed someone and in an auto-related accident, just like her character did in... Oh no, she didn't in her... Wait, we have spoiler. This isn't a spoiler.
Oh yeah,
freak,
yeah. I think if you haven't seen Urban Legend, why would you even be listening to this podcast?
Okay, but like, so Rebecca Gayhart, Alicia Witt, Jared Leto, Tara Reid.
Yes.
When she was pretty. It's true.
Oh wow!
I mean,
Tara Reid
in the Sharknado movies is looking kind of.
You know what?
Just,
yeah, she looks like she just got out of rehab. Has she ever been to rehab?
No, but she looks like she has repeatedly.
Like, I know that she's had problems with plastic surgery, but does she also like? Is she? She
looks like she's had problems with aging too, though.
Well, we all do. We all are getting older.
Because like some of the stars look good today. Like Jared Leto looks
great.
He's
like a fine wine.
Even Alicia Witt looks pretty good.
She looks awesome.
She looks awesome. Wait, who else is in? Joshua Jackson from Dawson's Creek.
With white hair. Oh no, it was the blonde. It looks like shit.
Yeah, and then there was
Michael Rosenbaum from Smallville. And yes. Also, we're in a movie together. I don't want to talk about it unless you want to talk about it.
Okay, what movie, Timmy?
I'm in this movie with him. And, you know, he's my co-star, and we talked and chatted in his trailer.
Equally large parts, right?
Yeah, he did. No, not at all. I was a glorified extra. It's in this movie called Swarty Boys, and it says cock on my chest, K-O-K.
Cock? Mm-hmm. Wait, what? I don't know about this. What were you?
Called Swarty Boys. It came out in 2002, starring the Barry Watson.
I remember from Seventh Heaven.
That's right. And that's the whole story.
Was anybody? Robert Englund was in it. That was a big cast.
That was.
Yeah.
It was a good cast.
And who was the really old guy that played like the principal or the dean?
I would never know that.
Old guy McGee.
But Loretta Devine.
Loretta Devine.
She was cold turkey.
And she's always watching. The Pam Grier movies.
Yeah, that
like
was Shaft clever.
And stuff. That was good. She's probably the best person in that movie. But anyway.
I don't know about that. Okay. Rebecca Gayheart's monologue at the end takes the cake.
Oh, my God. So the funny thing is
Excuse me.
Tim, that was the most masculine thing you've ever done.
Well,
that
would probably be the only masculine thing I do on this whole podcast.
Hey-o. If you haven't seen Urban Legend, you suck. But if you have, you know that Rebecca Gayheart is the killer. And she has this big reveal scene at the end where her acting is so over the top.
It is really good.
I mean, I would not say that, but I would say it's so over the top.
No, it was a choice. The director
it was
did
definitely
not...
a choice.
Oh, fun fact. The director that did Urban Legend also did the amazing Denise Richards in Valentine.
It's the same one?
Yeah, same director. His name's Jamie Blanks.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
I definitely didn't say Lee Curtis. It's Blanks. But I don't...
His name is Jamie Blanks.
B-L-A-N-K-S, yep.
Blanks.
Yeah.
Like, excuse me, Mr. Blanks?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's shooting blanks?
Well, I don't know about that aspect.
So, Jamie Blanks directed it. Well, I think this one's better than Valentine.
Well,
don't tell
you know
Denise
what?
Richards.
I bet, like, he got Valentine because of Urban Legend and then just... I haven't seen
just gave up.
Just gave up. He's like, you know what? I've already made these
fuck
two
it. I got a good movie.
Masterpiece classics. What else can I
do? Urban Legend is good, though, because, number one... They do take a lot of urban legends that everyone grows up hearing, even when they were doing in class, like they do the Pop Rocks and Soda thing. Like, I used to think that you actually couldn't have Pop Rocks and Soda. I don't know if I really thought it was going to blow up your insides, but I remember not doing that. And so I love that they had that. But they took, like, you know, the someone in the back seat
you shouldn't have turned on
the
light.
And like things that
Daniel Harris
heard.
Is in it too. Halloween 4 and 5.
And Halloween and Rob Zombie's Halloween 1 and 2.
I don't count them as films.
Well, yeah, she has a relatively small part, but it's a lot of people in it. They have a lot of cool. It's a fun movie. Like, and I found it just as fun as when I saw it 20 years ago.
Me too. I had a great time.
You know, when I was 3.
I beg to differ on your age.
No, it was fun. It's a fun movie. But Rebecca Gayheart, and my favorite part of her reveal is when she's telling Alicia Witt, who's like the survivor, why she's
Final
the
girl.
Killer. She pulls out a slide projector and puts it on because she prepared a slideshow
to explain her reasoning for killing.
Because that's what a killer does. They prepare a slideshow to reveal
their you know, there's
killing.
So many problems with that. Because, like, what if Alicia Witt did not go up to that house? Yeah. What if she... And also, all the bodies fall out at that moment.
Yeah, and also, what if Alicia Witt, like, they got in a fight before the slideshow came up and she had to kill her first?
Rebecca
what
Gayheart
would be the slideshow?
So confident.
And another great part is that when Rebecca Gayheart reveals herself to be the killer... It's like she went back, put extra eyeliner on to look crazy, then reveals herself to be the killer.
Well,
because
she's like, you know what?
Killers wear a lot of eyeliner.
Dramatic effect.
They do. And she teased her hair
out.
Her
hair got huge.
But it's just hilarious. For the rest of the movie, her hair is not huge and she barely wears any eye makeup. But when she comes out as the killer, eye makeup galore and crazy hair.
I loved it.
No, I love it too. I love it too.
But
I
you know what? Jared Leto's acting in that scene was so bland.
He, for an Oscar award winner, but he's so hot.
I know. So, you know, like, all is forgiven.
And those, I mean, he still is hot, but like,
and
those
you know
days
what?
Really
I loved
hot.
His outfit in the whole movie. It was just like a blue shirt. Like a preppy blue shirt.
Preppy, because he was like the reporter, the school
reporter.
Right,
he was on the trail of a killer.
Yeah, and then Tara Reid like has this really long, annoying
death
scene.
I don't think it's annoying.
Yeah, I mean, she's just, I guess like she's screaming a lot.
Oh, yeah,
at least
that's
they
true.
Make fun of it.
That's
she's
true.
Like, oh, God, oh, ah. Do I sound like her, Tim? Oh.
You're bringing her to life.
I know, but she looked really pretty then, I think.
I know. You know what's interesting? This is going to sound terrible. I feel like we're body shaming people, but we're not. I'm saying I think she looks good with a few extra pounds on her.
He was saying that she looked like a big fatty. Is what she was
Matt,
saying.
I mean,
and you know
yeah.
what, Tim? It's a choice.
No, I'm just saying like some people look.
Yeah, she looked healthy. No, I agree. I thought she looked healthy. Like now she looks really skinny and really old.
Oh man.
But she. but she looked like she had a healthy figure then.
Yeah.
And
yes.
she was really pretty. Like
yeah,
she had
big
that
boned,
natural
plump.
She was not. She was healthy.
I agree.
Yeah. But what else about that movie?
I thought it was... Okay, I say this probably in every podcast. For anyone that's ever listened to all my podcasts, thank you.
Look, all three of you, thanks.
Thank you for taking time out of your day. But hopefully you're just listening in your car.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the best place.
Mm-hmm.
What I was going to say was I think the movie's beautifully shot. The score's awesome. The songs are pretty good.
Turn around.
They do play that song. But you know what's weird? I actually have the soundtrack and that song's not on it.
Really?
Mm-mm.
It's like such a big part of the first
They probably
scene.
Couldn't get it.
I thought with the, well, yeah. See, I thought the opening scene was really good because it was a cool setup. Like you think that this creepy gas station attendant is the killer and he's not. And it's really
Do you know
room.
Who the creepy gas station?
Brad Dourif from Child's Play 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
That's right. And the girl's Natasha
Leo.
Gregson
I'm just kidding, no.
Wagner, who's Robert Wagner's
daughter.
Yeah. And you know, he killed Natalie Wood.
Did he?
Well, speculation.
I thought Natalie Wood drowned
well,
when
he was,
someone pushed
he
her
He was
under.
On the boat, right?
So he pushed her over.
Well, so was, who was that guy? Christopher Walken. I think Christopher Walken and Robert Wagner were on the boat and Natalie Wood.
My God.
Fun facts.
Oh, my God. Well, the opening scene is good.
Yes.
Every killing scene also is pretty good,
yeah.
too. That's what
I thought Michael
is
Rosenblum.
Good.
Rosenblum.
Rosenblum.
Michael Rosenblum's death was a little nuts. With
it
like
was
pop
nuts. Well, and was in with the Drano down his throat.
Yeah,
but
and like
it
was a
also
house
at
full
the
of people.
Party, and the house was there. So the next person who came into the bathroom,
you're telling me, little Rebecca Gayheart tied him up and shoved that thing down.
Well, remember, first she like knocks him out and then ties him up, and so but she literally like doesn't she. I'm trying to think who she fights with that would never... Oh, with Danielle Harris when she's like strangling her to death. I mean, yes, Rebecca Garrett's bigger than Danielle Harris, but she's not that strong.
Well, and also she was hit by a car by Alicia Witt a few times. She's like, there's like, bump, bump, bump.
Oh,
and
yes.
then she got little Joshua... Well, big Joshua Jackson? I don't know, but she tied him to that thing and there's a lot of loose
ends. She's really strong. And like all of the... Like how everyone in that town had the same jacket. Like,
actually,
you find that jacket in everyone's
closet.
I love that jacket. Everyone's closet. Everyone's closet has that jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And how about the creepy janitor who, of course, he's creepy, but he's nice.
How would you like to go in for that audition and just be like, oh, you're hired because of your beautiful face?
Or, hey, we need a creepy-looking weirdo. Do you think you could be that?
Yeah.
Hey, look, he's laughing it all the way down to the bank when he cashes
That's
that
true.
Check.
I mean, trust me, I would take it in a heartbeat. And
That's
like,
why it's like, I always say that it's like, ooh, you're playing like the ugly person. Look. They're probably
I would
like,
do it.
Cast me as whatever. Give me the check. Thanks.
Me too. And like, you know how Lisa Rinna from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills did a diaper commercial?
Did she?
Yeah. And she like
what,
collected
for
huge,
what brand?
She said she like collected a six figures check.
For a diaper commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Better be Pampers.
I don't know. It's for adult diapers.
Oh, for adult diapers?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like Depends?
Yeah, but for
But adults. Why would Lisa Rinna do it?
They asked her. And
usually there's like older people in that.
She's
I mean,
pushing it. She's well, pushing it,
She's
Matt.
Pushing it. What is she now, 60?
Oh, no.
Okay,
I think she's 50-something.
75.
No.
She was on Melrose Place.
So a lot of people were on Melrose Place.
But
doesn't mean
they're
all 70.
Aren't they 60?
Well, Heather Locklear was just in the news. Did you see that?
No, what happened?
I think she is in rehab. I think, anyway. Oh, but I digress.
Rehab. Anyway, 20th anniversary, yes. Urban Legend. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it, you need to watch it.
Yeah, it's
if
great.
You have seen it, watch it again. And it'll, I mean, I'm surprised. Like, sometimes you see movies that you saw a long time ago that you liked, and now you're like, what the fuck?
This holds up.
But this one, yeah, it's fun. That's the best way I could describe it, right?
I agree. Fun. I like fun. And you know what's weird? That movie, I thought when we got there, it was going to be like sold out. It was not.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It was
which
just
kind of
the middle section.
I know. But they made two sequels to Urban Legend, which have nothing to do with the original. They literally just took the title. Urban Legend Final Cut and Urban Legend Bloody Mary. And neither...
I still haven't seen Urban Legend Bloody Mary.
Neither have I. We'll have to watch it and talk about it in
that's
the next
right,
podcast.
That's right.
Or but maybe. Urban Legend Final Cut was like...
I really liked it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not I as much like... as Urban Legend.
No, God, no.
Yeah. I can't even remember a lot of it, but I know it wasn't as good as
I just remember there was male nudity, which is a rarity.
I do remember that part. It was butts.
It was butts.
Butts and butts and butts.
But it was from that actor. Oh.
From Legally Blonde, Warner.
Yeah, Warner. Okay, but what's his real name?
Matthew something?
Matthew Davis. He was also in Blue Crush.
Dang, 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 dang. What's that from?
Urban Legend.
He was in Blue Crush?
Yeah.
How about Blue Crush 2 with Audrina from The Hills?
I would never watch that shit.
Okay. I think we should go on to some new releases,
I agree.
Because
Tim
and I have watched two very timely, very new release movies.
Yes. Okay. So the first one is, let's get this one out of the way because I really hate. I don't want to say hate. That's a strong word. Let's do the one that's like fresh off our minds.
Okay.
We watched the Netflix movie called Veronica.
And apparently, see, I had first heard about it because someone sent me an article that was written by, I don't know who watched it. And
someone
said
who's
this.
Never seen a horror movie?
Someone sent me an article that was written that said that this new movie that came out, Veronica, was scaring people so much that they had to turn it off halfway through because it was so scary.
Okay,
so, of course, that would
intrigue. Were they watching it alone in the dark at, like,
yeah,
morning?
Like, I know.
The only way
were they watching it in a cemetery alone? Yeah. With it?
That's
no.
the only way I could
so
see it being scary.
So, of course, I was intrigued. I told Tim about it, and we just watched it on Netflix. First off, it's not even new. I mean, it's new, but not, like, it said 2017, but it's a Spanish movie, so it's subtitled. So, I guess it's new to an American audience, but it came out last year in... Spain, I guess, Spain.
I can safely say everything I just watched in Veronica, I've seen before.
Well, first, let's give a quick synopsis because I'm sure a lot of people haven't seen it. I guess 15-year-old girl during an eclipse does the Ouija board with her friends and releases like an evil spirit that goes after her and like her young siblings who she always has to take care of because their mom is like working a bunch of jobs because their dad recently died. So the mom's never home and the 15-year-old is like the caretaker. So it releases a spirit who's like haunting them and, you know, you can figure out from there.
Okay, so my first impression was like, why are we watching a movie with subtitles?
Tim doesn't like to read.
I don't like to read. It took me out of it. It really took me out of it. I wanted to look at my, you know, my Instagram.
You're like, what code are they speaking? I was like, Tim, that's Spanish.
Right. And I really did. I really honestly was like, okay, there was.
By the way, that was a Will and Grace joke. If you haven't watched the most recent Will and Grace.
Will and Jace.
Will and Jace. They were watching, and Karen says, what kind of secret code? That was a good Karen impression, right?
That was really good.
What kind of secret code
Karen?
Are they speaking?
Are you in your own
language? And Will's like, that's Spanish.
I did not see Will and Grace this week.
Well, you should have.
What was I watching this week?
The Assassination of Antonio Versace.
I have. I'm not caught up.
Oh, I'm not caught up either. But anyway, back to Veronica.
Oh, yeah. And they never called her Veronica. They called her Vero.
Yeah.
I mean, at least that's what I read for 2 hours. The movie's an hour and 45 minutes. And I felt every minute of it.
Yeah.
Because, there was no, I don't feel like it was breaking any new ground. There was like a nun. No,
that's a good way to say it.
It was breaking. There was like, the teenage girl, great actress. There was one kid that was so cute. He had like a little lazy eye.
You mean Antonito? Antonito!
Mm-hmm. Antonito was really good. The other girls were like, fine.
Weird.
They were fine.
You're right. It wasn't breaking. That's another thing. That's the best way to describe
it.
It wasn't breaking new. It was very, very slow, which is okay. I'm okay with like slow movies if they build suspense. There wasn't a lot of suspense that was building. There was like the shadow figure, which was supposed to be what was haunting her, but wasn't scary. Like, for instance, anybody who's seen like the Insidious movies or the Conjuring movies, like the spirits in those are fucking scary.
Yeah.
Like they look terrifying, like that scary nun in the
and
Conjuring 2.
They use it in a way that's like terrifying. This movie used it like, oh, like it didn't have the jump scare.
Well, the creature looked like the creature from The Shape of Water, which is an amphibian, not a scary thing.
I agree 100%. And it looked like that trailer I just saw, Slender Man.
Yeah, which looks a little too like ethereal, abstract for me. Like, I guess I was thinking it was just going to be like a straight slasher.
I think
but
there
whatever.
Was nothing scary about it, because when there was like CGI, it was CGI heavy.
Oh, for Veronica.
Yeah, Veronica.
Well, finally, when it gets to toward like the end, it just, like you said, it's not I mean, okay, there's a million exorcism movies that have been made. Not saying there shouldn't be more, but it's just like, if you're going to do one and it's going to make headlines, you would think that it would have done something different or something, but like, it didn't. It didn't have a really scary figure or create, like, it wasn't, yeah, there wasn't anything different about it. I mean, I was okay with the subtitles because whatever, but like,
I'm actually surprised we did not turn it off. I'm actually surprised we actually sat there and watched the whole thing.
That is fun. I guess I didn't hate it, but I didn't, there was nothing. Like, I just can't believe that someone wrote an article about people turning it off. Right. I think the people that were turning off turned it off because they didn't want to watch it, not because they were scared.
They turned it off because it was boring.
Exactly. So,
I think I had more fun just talking over it with you, like our commentary, or just like when we were reading the subtitles, not how it was meant to be read.
No, it was. I mean, and also, like, you figure that movies aren't going to kill little kids. So I always feel a little safer when kids are in danger because you're like, they're not going to kill them, are they?
At no point did I think that the kids were in any danger.
Yeah, I just thought basically, like, she was the only one in danger. But then, and then she had some bitchy friends.
She really had you know what's even sadder is that she had no one to turn to. Her mom was like, ugh, I'm busy. No, and, like, the kids were like, I don't understand. And, like, her best friends were like, we want to party.
No, it was sad. And my first thought at the end, wait, we're giving spoilers, right?
Yeah. We're telling
you,
Veronica.
My first thought at the end, she dies at the end because I guess she, well, we don't even know because she tries to kill herself because she realizes that she's actually, this figure she's been seeing that she thinks is doing all the harm is really inside of her.
And here's the big reveal.
And so she tries to kill herself, but she gets like thrown aside and dies. Whatever. Anyway, literally, this is an awful first thought to have. My first thought was the mom's going to be like, well, who's going to take care of the kids now?
Yeah.
Like,
she
I
goes,
think
listen,
that's what
I had a 24/7 babysitter and now I got nothing.
Yeah, she, but
oh, wait,
the mom is never there, ever.
I take that back. There was one scene in the movie that was really effective is when she made the little kids like dinner, I'm assuming. And all of a sudden, like, the fork started shaking in her mouth.
Oh,
she had
yeah,
a meatball,
with the meatball.
The meatball. And then she just, like, was shoving the fork in her mouth, and I was like, where is this going? Like, I've never seen that before.
Yeah,
and it was effective.
That's literally the only thing I think I've never seen, because you've seen people doing Ouija boards. Although, wait.
Oh, that's
have you
another
seen a horror
thing,
movie
like,
there where the main scene
out.
Takes place during an eclipse? Wait, why do I feel like there is a movie?
Gerald's Game has an eclipse.
Gerald's Game, but there's another movie.
And there's a movie called Ouija.
I mean, I know, but it doesn't. No, and I love, by the way, I love the movie called Ouija.
You
but,
do?
Oh, sorry, not that Ouija. I'm talking about Witchboard. Have you ever seen Witchboard?
Of course, with Tani Katane.
Yes, I love that movie.
Have
I used to watch
it
as
lately?
A kid. Oh, maybe it does not hold up.
I saw it at the New Beverly.
I just remember the figure, the killer, or the killing figure, Mal Vader, used to scare the shit out of me when I was a kid. Granted,
it's a little
I haven't
slow,
seen it.
And it has such gay undertones.
Really?
Yeah. If you watch it today. Patch from, I want to say, Santa Barbara, and the other leading guy, who I don't know his name, is very, there's some kind of undertone.
Oh, I guess I didn't catch that as a young, straight kid.
Right, when you were kissing all those babes.
When I was kissing all those girls, and it was straighter than a zigzagged line.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so I guess we would, I mean, I have to say, I feel like you agree with me on this, Tim, that we probably wouldn't recommend it.
I wouldn't, no, God, no.
I mean, again,
it's
I don't think
visually,
it's gonna,
visually nice to look at.
Yeah.
That's it.
you know, so are art galleries, but you know, you don't have to watch, spend an hour and 45 minutes watching them on Netflix.
Well, I'm proud of us to do that. We had pizza though.
So don't believe the hype, basically. It's nothing different. Like, I've seen better exorcism movies or better supernatural movies, definitely. Yeah. This
just
isn't
watch
even,
The Exorcist. Call it a day.
This isn't even close to either of the, any of the Insidious or Conjuring movies, because even the ones that are the weaker ones in those series are better than this one, right?
Absolutely. Because those movies are pace better.
Yeah.
This is like this girl just running around with braces.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that I thought, you know, as usual, when you have a teenager in a movie, they're usually like 25 or maybe 21. But she's beautiful. She's a very pretty girl. So I was like, oh, she's beautiful. She's got to be like 23 or something. No, she's actually 16.
Which
so.
Is impressive. I mean, she literally was the focus for the whole movie.
Yeah, I mean, and she did well. Like, this is a girl, she probably will have a career off of this. It's just, she'll probably laugh at her first movie.
Yeah.
Veronica.
Viral.
And if you watch it, just remember, Antonito, Antonito. They probably say that too. Oh. Play a drinking game. Every time she says Antonito.
We'd be dead. We'd be like Hiko this weekend. Oh, my God. Too soon.
Inside joke. But you guys all know who he is.
All right. So moving on. Yeah, we're moving on. Oh, good. We're making really good time. Okay, our final movie is so current.
Really current. Like, just came out this weekend on the big screen. No Netflix, no Hulu.
You pay for it.
It's called The Strangers Pray at Night. And not P-R-A-Y, P-R-E-Y.
What's the difference?
P-R-A-Y is praying like in a church. P-R-E-Y is like pray, like praying on someone, hunting them.
Oh, okay.
Tim's like, oh, words.
Words are dumb.
Okay, you go first. Tell me because we haven't actually talked about what we thought because we were going to save it for this. So ready? Go.
Okay. My name is Tim Murdoch and we went to the Thursday screening, so we even saw it before the rest of America.
Yeah, like the night before opening night.
Right, and we didn't even use our movie passes because AMC Century City's a bunch of buttholes.
Yeah, and that sucks because they don't, like, now they limit, I don't even have movie pass, I'm acting like I do, but they don't let you go to AMC Century City if you have
movie
pass.
They were like, we want everyone to pay $16 a ticket.
Because they know people still will.
I know, and we did. So we went Thursday night, and I will say I was a little more nervous before the movie started. We have one friend in particular that likes to talk to the screen, so I was a little afraid that this particular person would get us our asses kicked. But everyone was very receptive. I'm always a little nervous that people will be like, hey, I'm taking The Stranger serious. Quiet down.
Because it's definitely a movie you have to take seriously.
Right. But I think everyone was on the same page. And
oh, yeah.
So I liked it. But there were certain parts of the movie that I was annoyed by because I don't know if I would have done what the characters in the movie would have done. And I think that's the whole point of these movies. Like, I think when you're watching The Strangers, it's like, would I do that? Or what would I do differently? I think that's the whole point of these movies.
For people who don't know, so The Strangers Pray at Night was a sequel to The Strangers, which came out in 2008. So yes. 10 years ago, that was that movie with Liv Tyler.
Was it 2008 or 9?
8, because holy I remember. Hell. Yeah, it's 8. The original Strangers, just a couple that goes and like to spend a weekend in a cabin, and they get hunted by these three masked people who literally there's no motive, no reason other than the fact they were home and they're in the middle of nowhere. And it's a really well done, terrifying movie because they're just being hunted for no reason by people with
played
masks.
Played by Liv Tyler and Scott Speedman.
Yeah. So this isn't a sequel in that it like continues Liv Tyler, Scott Speedman. But
did they both die? I don't remember.
I think Liv Tyler was like alive at the end in the 911 call. Like you hear her scream or something.
Spoiler.
Even though. But it's a really terrifying movie. So this one, it takes 10 years. But this time, it's a family that is on their way to take the daughter, who's a teenager. So it's two parents, a teenage son, teenage daughter. The daughter has been probably fucking up, doing drugs, whatever. They're taking her to boarding school. Mm-hmm. And on the way, they're driving, of course, in the middle of nowhere. They're going to stop at their uncle's trailer park because everyone needs to do a detour at their uncle's trailer park.
Did you mention the son?
Well, the son was a teenager. I just said teenage son.
Oh, okay, teenage son. Okay, yeah.
Oh, but so that there's the family. There's the two parents, the teenage son, the teenage girl, and they're bringing the teenage girl to boarding school, but they stop at the trailer park. But because it's after Labor Day, like nobody's at the trailer park, so they're staying there overnight in the middle of nowhere in these huge open spaces.
And the mother is played by Christina Hendricks from
Jimi Hendrix's daughter.
Bad Santa 2. And then Martin Henderson plays the father, and he's very hot. Distractingly hot.
Hot.
I had to like, you know, put my...
He had to adjust himself. Yeah. He had to fan himself down.
Like,
no, and I don't know who plays the kids, but I thought they were good.
I feel like the girl's been in something before.
The girl was really good. But I guess I will... So you say... So I really liked it. I really liked it because I thought it did everything it had to do. Like, first off, the cinematography is really good because it's all these large, dark, open spaces. And then, like, suddenly, like, a mask will slowly come into, like, one spot. So it's just really creepy. It does really well with that. And the biggest difference between this movie and the last one was they really stepped it up. Like, there's a lot more action. Remember, the first one was, like, really slow in a good way. It built suspense. But
have you seen
this one,
the first one lately? Or I saw it once in the theater and never again.
Ago. Oh, you haven't seen it again? You should watch. It's slow. It is. But this one really steps up the action, steps up the killing, steps up, like, the fighting. This was, like, more of, I would say, a traditional horror movie in that, you know, you have a survivor. Some scenes where you have, like, more of the action, more of the fighting back, more of, like, the normal survivor type thing. But it's why I really liked it, because I think they set it up well. Like, versus Veronica, this one was slow at the beginning, but not for too long that you didn't lose interest.
Oh no, that setup was so quick.
Yeah. Well, like, you, it does well, and then it's like. But as Tim was saying, I'm thinking when they kept splitting up and doing things, those are the frustrating.
There was like three moments where I was like. Like, it was tough. They were like, okay, you go in this trailer with your mother, and we're going to go check out the body, but you wait here while I go check out the body.
And I know, and you
I
do
like,
this.
No, you should all stay together, get in the minivan, and drive away.
And I also felt like both of the parents did not fight for their lives. Just like, really? Okay, I'll die. The mom.
Are we spoiling it?
I mean, I guess so. Okay. Because, but people, are, I mean, we said this is a spoiler-filled podcast, not a spoiler-free.
Okay, so I don't think she could have gotten out that window.
Well, no. She couldn't, could have fought, but though. You could have fought. So there's two. The strangers consist of one big male guy who wears a mask, and then two females. I guess
right.
I don't
one
even know what the little
one with long blonde hair and one with short hair.
Yeah. So like, there's the blonde who has a mask.
I hated her the most.
Yes, she was awful. But she had a knife and is coming after the mom and daughter, and they get into the bathroom, but then she's breaking into the bathroom, and like, they try to escape out a window above
like a skylight.
The bathroom. Yeah, like a skylight. Daughter gets out, and then the mother can't get out fast enough, and the girl stabs her. But like, she literally just gets stabbed, like, waits.
But you
gets
know, she's
stabbed,
a big star.
And she's just like,
star.
Okay, I'll just die. Like, she's not like, at least fight the girl, because
right.
it's one-on-one.
She
could have
turned around
chance.
And popped her in the face.
Or something, with something. Grab a shampoo bottle and shove it up her ass. I mean, throw it. Yeah. Oh, sorry. That
Things
was a fantasy. throw it at her or something. But then, and then the dad, they got in the car accident. And he was.
Oh,
yeah,
that was sad. And that kind of dragged.
It did. They did when he's like, no.
Yeah.
No.
You know, I will say this, and this is not me being the masculinity police, but I thought his voice was a little high.
In those, when he was.
Well, not when he was dying. Yeah. That I get. But if
you're like, God, can you keep it masculine while
like,
you're dying?
When you're dying, can you please be macho? Yeah.
I'll say my favorite scene was the pool scene with the sun.
Absolutely, because that was so visual and. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, it's like a fight in a pool, but also like scary. And then after he's getting him and you think he's going to make it, and then he doesn't, but then he doesn't die. And then the daughter comes
like,
back. There was like so many back and forths. It was done really well. Actually, my other favorite scene when the girl is in the cabin or in the house looking, and she finds the toy, and then right next to the toy is the blanket, and the blanket rises slowly and the girl's underneath it.
Great scene. But I was a little like, how would she know that she would go to that particular...
I guess there's three killers, so they probably split up and figured someone will come.
The one
here,
with the one with the one that was killed by the pool so quickly, yeah. She didn't get much screen time.
She was just hiding in the pipe for a little bit, and then she like ran. She was
dead.
Little though, dead.
Yeah, no one cared about her.
But I thought it was really well done. And then the ending is very Texas Chainsaw Massacre-ish, with like she literally jumps in a car and it like is going away as the killer's running behind her. I mean, it was literally the ending of the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, except that it wasn't.
What did you think? Like, okay, so when she shot her with a gun, the blonde-haired
girl,
the teenage daughter shot the killer with a gun. Then she lifted off her mask. Do you think by showing the face of the killer, do you think that took something away from
definitely.
The audience?
I mean, it
I
definitely
was like,
did when you see that she was just like some white trash girl, but I know why, because she says, why are you doing this? And the girl just, and the killer just says, why not? And it's supposed to be like that terrifying thing of when you can't even understand a motive, it makes it even more terrifying because there's nothing you can do anything about. It's just a crazy, crazy people that enjoy terrorizing people, and that's pretty scary.
I was surprised they did that. I thought they were going to go the whole movie without showing us the face.
I mean, definitely the masks are of a huge amount more scary, and if you had shown it early on and then she was still hunting her, I'd be like, okay, it's just a dumb white bitch.
Did you like her line when she came to the door?
Why not? Oh,
I'm really surprised you haven't said it.
That is true. We've been joking into it, our group of friends, not Tim. All of us, everybody but Tim, have been saying, is Tamara home? Is Tamara? Because that's the only thing that connects these two movies. The strangers, and I guess we're supposed to suppose they're the same killers. Well, I guess so, because they're wearing the same.
I didn't even put that
together.
But
they're wearing the same mask as the first one. But like they always start, if you haven't seen the original or this one, they start by like they knock, one of them knocks on the door, and you answer, and they just say, is Tamara home? And of course, there's no Tamara there, so they say no. You have the wrong place, or whatever. And then the person just walks away.
But they're not
wearing
their
masks. Come back.
They're just,
and says, "Is Tamara home?" So it's their way of like scaring slash fucking with the person. But so all week, like my friends and I have been texting each other, "Is Tamara home?"
Is Tamara home?
And Tim, and then you see Tim Murdoch has left the conversation.
I would never leave a conversation.
I know, that's such a Hiko thing to do.
Poor Hiko, not even here to defend himself.
No, he doesn't like mass tax, but neither does Tim. But Tim stays in it.
I stay
in it. He bears with it.
I bear with it.
He grits his teeth and just bears with it.
I throw my phone and go,
he's exactly like that. Is Tamara home? Mm-hmm. But I really recommend it. I mean, it's if you like horror movies and you liked The Strange, I think this is better than The First Strangers.
Oh, absolutely.
And I liked it. Like, I mean, if you liked The First Strangers, this is like,
I would say it's not an easy movie to sit through.
What do you mean? Oh,
like,
because
it's like very unnerving because I
feel
like
unnerving.
It could happen. How do I say this? Everything that I saw on screen could happen. Maybe towards the ending it gets a little nuts, but you know, there's a lot of false endings.
I thought you said in Scream.
On screen.
Yeah. No, I mean there are crazy people out there that probably enjoy terrorizing people, Tim. And
on the weekends.
And when you go somewhere in the middle of nowhere, like if there's no cell reception or something, like it can be fucking
that
scary.
That was actually like, that was scary. Just like they come back to their little trailer and all their phones are broken.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The killers like psychologically are fucking with you. Like they take all the phones and crack all of them and put them right out in front for them to see. So it's like whoever these killers are, they just enjoy hunting people, terrorizing people and killing them. So that's what makes it really scary. And the fact, yeah, again, like I said, when you're in the middle of nowhere, there's nobody you can call on for help, and there's people coming after you for no reason. It's pretty terrifying.
And, like, who would want to die at a trailer park?
I mean, please. Can you be like, the body of Tim Murdoch was found at a trailer park?
And I'd be like, oh, you guys, I'm successful.
No, don't do that. But so I would recommend it. Like, I think especially, I was about to say, of the three movies we watched, but how do you compare it to Urban Legend?
Urban Legend's from 1998. Veronica's from a different country, and this movie's now and hip.
Now, but why did it take them 10 years to do a sequel?
I don't know. And it's such a weird. Well, I did look a little bit at the box office. Maybe it's changed since then. But,
oh, yeah. How did it do?
I think it made like $4 million as of Saturday. But which is
that's
not.
It?
That's it. But
wait,
you know,
I'm going on Box Office Mojo right now.
Do the. But I know that Wrinkle in Time was, I think, number two.
Oh, no, Strangers 2.
How much did it do?
$10.5 million.
Good job. Okay, so it's improved.
Yeah, but that's not that great.
What number out of 10?
Number 3.
It came in third?
Black Panther was still number 1. A Wrinkle in Time was number 2.
How much did those movies make?
$41 million for Black Panther, $33 for A Wrinkle in Time, $10.5 for Strangers 2. I feel, wait, what was Strangers 2 budget? Budget was, oh, it doesn't say in this, but no. I mean, I can't imagine this isn't one of those horror movies that would make
over
a humongous amount, but I thought it'd make a little more than 10.5.
Well, you can't go against Oprah and
Reese,
Mindy Kaling.
I'm actually surprised A Wrinkle in Time only made 33, I guess.
Well, you know, it cost $140 million.
And their opening wheel, that's not good.
I saw it.
Because, well, think
about
it.
It was practically The Strangers.
Because, I know, huge cast in A Wrinkle in Time based on a famous book that everybody either knows about or read. You would think this would be like one of those big, like, $100 million movie openings.
I never read A Wrinkle in Time. But the company that I went to see it with, they read it.
It's the I'm looking. Yeah. So the fact that it made so little, that's kind of sad. I mean, 33, obviously, is not so little, but for like a movie that should be huge. Because remember, first weekend is always the most. It only goes down from there.
Well, maybe word of mouth.
I'm wondering about Strangers 2, if word of mouth, I don't know.
It might pick up.
Maybe.
Scream, remember Scream made very little. The original Scream made very little, and then it played for like 5 months.
But I feel like that only happens with new movies. Like, this is a sequel. Like, if it didn't make them
again, this movie's probably not making any new ground, but I feel like it was done well.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I mean, it was a sequel. For a sequel that doesn't follow any characters, because it couldn't, it did what a sequel's need to do, stepping it up, stepping up the action, stepping up the...
One thing I really thought it did really well is it used songs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot of 80s songs.
Yeah, which I always love that because I'm a victim of the 80s.
Yeah, it's like, and me, since I wasn't even born until the 90s, I mean, it.
He wasn't.
I mean, of course, I didn't even know the songs.
No.
Because, like, the only songs I know are, like, Backstreet Boys. And wait, that's 9. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. What?
Listen to your voice. Drunk man's voice.
Hey, Tim. Hey. Dang, 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 dang. Do I do a good Rebecca Gayheart impression?
Oh, you just do Rebecca Gay. I've got a heart.
That is a really rough last name to have.
Gayheart?
Gayheart.
Well, I'm sure she's doing fine. I mean, who's she dating? Steamy McDreamy?
Steamy
McSteamy?
McSteamy? She's not drinking.
She's drinking. Oh,
well, she
my.
Is drinking. Because we all know she killed someone.
Oh,
it's true.
Yeah,
oh, the
guys,
truth hurts,
Jimmy,
Tim.
Let me just say, Matt's just a guest. He's not.
Oh, you bitch.
I would never say
at
that.
At the
Rebecca
beginning,
Gayheart.
Perma-guest. Temp to perm. So what happens was I was temp, and now I'm like the two part.
Yeah, you're like special
I'm not
guest
perm.
Star.
I'm like, you know, if there's temp to perm, I'm at the two mark.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere
mm-hmm.
between, yeah. Happy horror, Tim E. But we also went and saw Valentine. You had mentioned Valentine earlier. And
oh,
we
yeah.
went and saw the, no, it wasn't a 20th anniversary. It was just a Valentine's Day screening of Valentine. And the original My Buddy Valentine, which I thought
oh, yeah,
sucked
right.
a big one.
And we also saw A Nightmare on Elm Street 2, Freddy's
Revenge. Oh, that was different. We watched Valentine. Okay, I'm getting yeah. confused. Okay.
We actually stayed for both. Our friends could only sit through one.
My Bloody Valentine, the original, sucked. I'm sorry. It just did.
Oh, really? A lot of people, like people I know really like that movie. I think it's the two lead men, I will say, dress so gay.
Oh, I don't even remember. Maybe I'm thinking, no, I just remember.
You're talking about My Bloody Valentine?
Yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
coal mine?
Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. No, I know. Why did I not like it? I can't even remember. I just didn't like it.
No,
I don't know.
I might like it 100% for nostalgia purposes.
It's so funny that I can't even remember why not. But that says something right there. If I can't even remember much of it, it like didn't make much of an impact. Like movies that I like or that make an impact on me, I remember, obviously. It just seemed like I remember all of Nightmare on Elm Street 2. And even though I don't think that's the greatest movie, I still remember it. But My Bloody Valentine, the poor woman who died at the beginning got shoved in the
yeah,
washer.
That opening, I feel like it was a tag-on opening. I don't
oh.
think it was written.
No, not at
They're
all.
Like, you know
but
what,
you do
have
see boobs in it.
Did
you see
boobs?
Boobs? And they, remember, they're like, she's like hooking up with the miner, and then he kills her right after she shows her his tits.
I don't remember her boobs.
In the very beginning, like that's the only part thing that's in that opening scene. I feel
wow.
like.
So I am definitely a homosexual. On that note.
You, and from your lips to God's ears.
Right. He's like, Tim, you're
from,
still gay.
You're,
and
from
my,
your lips
and my
to
God is Southern.
From your lips to Mike Pence's ears.
You know what? Please.
Let's talk about Mike
Let's
Pence. We'd like to
that.
Invite you to be a guest on this podcast.
I don't
can you imagine
talk
Mike
to
Pence?
Him. I'm just like so, the Olympic skater. I don't want to talk to
look,
him.
Look, look. So, Mike, what did you think of The Strangers?
Let me ask my mom. My wife.
My
mother.
Mom? Wait, what if his mom is his
doesn't
wife?
Does he call his wife mother?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. That's like the big thing. Everyone makes fun of him.
That is gross. Oh, I thought people made fun of him for signing off on gay conversion therapy. Or
that
no,
too.
Sorry, supporting gay conversion therapy.
I remember
therapy.
When I was in gay conversion
signing
therapy.
Off on a Religious Freedom Act. Let's make this political.
Right.
Let's go right from horror movies to politics. Easy transition.
Politics.
So there are some good horror movies that are yeah. will be coming out soon, so maybe we can see them
yes.
soon.
Oh,
including
yes. And one of my friends wrote a book. It's called Afterliving. I know there's more to the title and everything, but I'm actually gonna read a book.
Wait, what's it about?
Vampires,
Living after
vampires.
What?
Vampires.
Is it it's fiction then? No. Duh, no.
Wait, it's based on a true
Wait,
story.
Okay,
loosely
let me rephrase
based.
That. It's That was the dumbest question I think I've ever
it's
asked
okay.
in my
I'll
life.
Let it slide.
It's fiction. No, Matt, it's nonfiction. No, what I meant was, is it based off of anything, like any movie or any like?
No, it's all from his imagination.
Oh, so he just created a story about
yeah.
vampires.
Mm-hmm. So I'm actually going to read a book, and I think I'm going to have him on as a guest. And if you want to, read a book too.
But how about me?
Oh, busy.
But well, there's movies like A Quiet Place is coming over. That's It's coming over.
Yeah.
I'm having
Emily
really,
Blunt's coming over.
Really tough times.
It's okay. You had
with
a tough
English
weekend.
Today.
You had a tough. Weekend.
I know. I went away to. If anybody has ever heard of
away.
Idlewild, which is like. In the middle of nowhere, 6,000 feet up in the mountains, and I felt like it was very Strangers-esque, except for the trailer park part. But it right. was in the middle of nowhere, and I was like, wow, there could be a killer out here, and that's it.
Oh.
But what I was going to say is A Quiet Place comes out, and that's with Emily Blunt and... what's
John Krasinski.
Yeah. That looks good. That's coming out. Slender Man looks okay.
I have no interest.
No interest?
I'm kidding. I'll see it.
That comes out in like 2 months or something.
Busy.
And, is there anything else coming out?
No,
I thought there was other...
That's it.
Only movies coming out in the entire next 2 months?
I just hope there's a movie coming out with Goldie Hawn's daughter soon.
Kate Hudson?
Mm-hmm.
I love how Goldie Hawn's daughter, because nobody's ever heard of her. I mean, they only know her from Goldie Hawn.
You know, another movie I like, real quick, and then we're going to shut this shit down.
It's 44
something
minutes, Tim.
Something Borrowed. Who Everyone would, watch it.
He loves that movie. It's always like, hey, you want to watch Something Borrowed? Hey, Tim, no.
Fine. On that note,
Deadly Friend.
Oh, we did watch Deadly Friend. It was
Deadly
wonderful.
Friend.
Okay, thank you so much for listening to Happy Horror Time. Whoever you are. Oh, and you can follow me on Twitter at Tim Murdoch. I don't know Matt's Twitter.
I don't really do Twitter. I'm just so cool. I just don't.
Oh, wow.
Nobody wants to follow me. This is your show, Tim. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my God.
Again.
My pleasure. Thank you. No one else would talk to me.
I know. he's not kidding. That's the thing. People are like, nah.
They're like, I'm so busy, Tim.
So busy. You're like, but you're unemployed and you don't do anything. Busy.
Holy shit.
No, I'm talking like in general.
I know.
All of LA is unemployed and not wanting to come on your podcast.
That's
just kidding.
True. They're like, oh, I'm
people
not doing
are
anything.
Lined up for this podcast. Right. You don't even know the guest list line that Tim has
right.
for
they're
this.
They're like, I'm not doing anything, but I want to continue not doing anything.
They're like, it's like, Tim's like, hey, you want to do the podcast? You have some free time? Oh, I'm just really not busy.
That's hilarious. All right. On that note, thank you so much. Happy Horror Time.
Bye.